So this is message 14 through the letter of Paul to the Philippians, and this is our, as I said, fourth message from these 16 verses, chapter 3, the treasure of Christ, showing us Paul's passion and heart in chasing, wanting Christ solely, just for the sake of being with Christ. A vast number of so-called Christians seem to profess devotion for Christ because of something that they hope to get from Him, or what they hope He will do for them. And by the way, this is not genuine Christianity. If your devotion to Christ is attached to because of what I want Him to do, or I hope He will do, then you're not attached to Him. You're attached to what you hope He will do. And that is not treasuring Christ. And those who think that they can use Christ to gain some other treasure will have neither that treasure nor Christ. But Paul presents fellowship with Christ as its own reward. And we're focusing on those last five verses, beginning at verse 12. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me His own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Press on. This passage has so many things becoming more precious to me the more I read it and the more I study and entertain and think of the thoughts others have spoken or written about these. Because Paul absolutely has given us an evidence of conversion in these all 16 of these verses, but he really is bringing it down here. And he's making a point that I love. And I think you'll understand as soon as I said, he's making the point when he says, I'm not there yet. I haven't obtained it. I'm not already perfect. And I can't think of anybody in the Bible other than Christ who I admire more than Paul. And I would encourage you to admire him as well, because he wrote about half of the New Testament and his teachings are completely necessary for us to live the Christian life. So I can't think of anybody that I can think of